Austin Stoke and Isaac Schaefer of the Arweva Rockets joining us here for week two. We're coming up here with their game against Kingsley Pearson. Guys, it's always great to talk. Before the game happens, about what happened this week?
This week, for practice, I went pretty good. Last week with Sam, like we talked about, pretty young, just got to learn some things here and there and keep building upon our confidence here.
Absolutely. Coach Doak, wanted to get your thoughts about last week's game. Of course, we talked with Coach Schaefer on the scoreboard show. What did you learn about your guys in the week one game against St. Edmund?
Our guys showed a lot of grit last week, I thought, for a week one game. The first quarter, we had some guys that were just, they were scared. I just really think some guys were scared. They didn't know what varsity speed was like, Tyler. And, that's nothing to be ashamed of. At times we have four freshmen playing both sides of the football at the varsity level. And, game one in a big stadium like that, against a pretty solid ball club in St. Edmund. The first quarter was pretty rough for us, and we watched film and broke it down, and the guys understand that. But they really showed grit at halftime. We kind of told them, that the jitters should be out. We got a half of football done. In the second half, they came out much better, and they were much more aggressive. When I say we were scared in the first half, I mean we just didn't play aggressive enough, and the second half was much better, and we're looking to build upon that.
And that was one of the things I was going to ask you guys, too. I know for this Arweva team, you guys are – and always have historically been kind of a smaller team, so you're kind of forced to play freshmen at the varsity level. You talked a little bit about it, Coach Stolk. You felt like they adjusted a little bit better. What were you just talking with them at halftime? Was it just, hey, you need to be more aggressive, or was some things to look out for?
It's kind of like, hey, guys, like Stolk talked about, just jitters should be out by now. We just got to basically treat this next half as a brand new game, 0-0, and redeem yourself essentially, but start building momentum, start getting things right and all that. That's what we kind of talked about. And then as we saw on the field and watched film, they made their way towards that progress there.
And, obviously it's just going to take time with guys, like you said, just the fact that they haven't been at the varsity level to get that confidence, it's going to take some time. So want to kind of change the focus over to practice this week before we got on. You mentioned today it was a little bit tougher, maybe a little bit more conditioning was involved, but talk to me just about how the focus has been here during this week's practice.
Yeah, it's been pretty good this week. Up until the last, few minutes of this practice, we had some mishaps that we don't normally have in practice, and we didn't even have last week. We just had some fundamental things that we weren't doing right. But 95% of the week has been great. The guys were very attentive in film. They've really been working hard out here. And mentally, like we said, it's been 95% good. So looking forward to seeing tomorrow what it's like, walk through, and we expect our guys to come back ready, focused.
If you guys had to pinpoint kind of one thing this week that's been a focus of practice, what has that one thing been?
Basically, just being aggressive. We were not like that in the first half since Edmund. So the point of this week is being aggressive, don't play scared, and deliver the blow, not receive the blow, deliver the blow here.
Let's talk a little bit about week two. You guys get Kingsley Pearson. Historically, the last 6 years, it's been a 3-3 split. You guys won the first 3 years. KP's kind of won the last 3 years. Talk to me just about some of the big threats that Kingsley Pearson's going to bring into this game and who you're preparing for.
Last year, Tyler, we kind of stuck with them up kind of through the third quarter, and then the fourth quarter they kind of open up the ball game with their offensive scheme. But we're kind of expecting them to try and get the edge with some good backs that they have. Quarterbacks, he's 6'4", 200. He's an exceptional athlete. Runs the ball well and throws the ball well. They get a couple tailbacks, and one of them is the Harvey kid. He's quick, and they like to pull some athletic guards and get to the outside edge and stuff. So our guys understand that for us to be successful in this ball game, like Coach said, A, we need to be aggressive, and B, we need to fundamentally do our job. In our defense, we kind of have a defense where if one guy blows their assignment, it kind of, it messes up the whole scheme. And it's kind of a give, give, give until you until you don't allow them to go anymore. So any big plays that we give up is the big issue once we have one guy blow their assignment. So everybody just understands they need to do their assignment, keep contained on the edge, and understand their responsibilities first.
So safe to say, when you guys were looking at film, it was just a matter of, okay, here's what this guy's going to be, or here's what they're going to run. This is what you need to watch out for in practice, and especially when we get to game day.
Yeah, basically around that same that what you just said there. Just make sure they know, hey, this is what the cues you got to read. If they do this, this is what we got to do. If they show this, this is what new thing we got to do. But just constantly remind them, hey, this is what we're looking for. If they show this, this is what we got to do. If they show this on defense, this is how we're going to attack it.
And last week we talked a little bit about, you know, St. Edmund had a pretty good senior class that had some experience as juniors, and now you have a Kingsley Pearson team again, heavy junior-senior team this time around. We've talked a lot about just how your guys are preparing the freshmen about going up against these guys who are more seasoned and more experienced. Especially this week, what's kind of been the one thing to prepare these guys for that experience of going up against an experienced team?
You know, a lot of it, we broke a lot of that down in the film room when we watched film on Kingsley. They came back loaded. They didn't lose much, and a couple guys up front, and then a lot of skills guys they brought back. So the mindset's kind of been for our guys is to, like Coach said, have confidence in yourself, and be the aggressor. They understand that first and foremost. If you don't do things fundamentally, and you don't do things aggressive, it makes for a rough night in varsity football, especially when you're young and you're playing older kids. Now our guys do understand it's only week two, and we understand as a staff we're still going to make mistakes. But you know, we've preached, if you're going to make a mistake, it's just got to be an aggressive mistake. You know, the ball can't be hiked, and you just kind of stand there looking, not knowing what to do. So our guys understand that they're going to make mistakes. It's just the mindset has to be that everything needs to be aggressive.
And Coach Stolk, you talked a little bit about what Kingsley Pearson brings on the offensive side. Coach Schaefer, can you comment just a little bit about what you've seen from Kingsley Pearson on their defense?
On the defense side, yeah, look, almost like their offense. They just come pretty big size, very seasoned, and they're explosive and fast. So we just got to make sure when they give us space, take it right away and just take what they give us here.
And we've commented throughout this entire interview, the aggression needs to be there. The kind of awareness needs to be there for these kids. And if you're going to make mistakes, like you talked about, Coach Stolk, they need to be aggressive mistakes. But how are you looking to respond, knowing how last week's game went?
We're looking forward to seeing how our guys open up the football game. You know, last week, like I said, understandable. We had a lot of guys playing their very first varsity game in Fort Dodge at a very nice stadium with a turf field. You know, it's maybe a little bit intimidating, and things were definitely at high varsity level. Like I said, a good football team in St. Ed, and it's stuff that you just can't simulate in practice. It's very, very hard to do with 15 guys. So you know, looking forward to seeing how our guys open up, how mentally focused we are, and how, like you said, how aggressive we are to begin the football game with one game under their belt.
I'll tell you what, guys, this is going to be a fun game to watch out for, knowing you guys have one game under your belt. See how your freshmen, especially the entire team, responds. Any final thoughts you want to give before this game gets underway here on Friday?
No, not much. We just got to play aggressive and deliver the blow here.
Absolutely. Well, guys, again, appreciate you taking some time to talk about this game. Good luck on Friday night, and Coach Stolk, we'll see you on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler.